Hey there, it is the Between the Lines postgame report brought to you by Gatorade. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, U.S. Bank Stadium, Carl Anthony Towns, Ricky Rubio.
Yeah. How about that?
Randy Moss.
Holy cow. Boy, the stars are out tonight, big boy.
Oh, my gosh. And your Minnesota Vikings are 4-0 after a 24-10 victory over the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. Pretty cool night.
Carl Anthony Towns over there is pretty good. Yeah, you got Ricky Rubio over there on a night. Our quarterback, Sam Bradford, he's the point guard and quarterback for the Wolves. Our point guard and quarterback, Bradford, goes for 262 and 1. 4 touchdowns, 0 picks in his 3 games with the Vikings. That would suffice. Carl Anthony Towns, one of the best players in the NBA, he likes to dunk. So does Kyle Rudolph, who was a game-changing basketball player in Cincinnati when he was in high school. Kyle Rudolph catches a touchdown in his 3rd consecutive game. For Kyle, 25 touchdowns in his career, which is second most amongst tight ends in Vikings history. He passed Fisante Shenko. He's now 3 behind Steve Jordan. A couple of good things from a victory that improved the Vikings to 4-0.
A couple of other good things. The crowd was electric. The atmosphere in here was outstanding. The defense played up to par and above par. They were great. And once again, the special teams continues to change games. Mike Prefer's group continues to change games. We did miss a field goal, but don't focus on that. How about Cordarrelle Patterson forcing a muffed punt? Marcus Sherrills recovers, and it really flipped the game around early. Special teams just does it again.
Yeah, you're right. Pretty much every game. Go back to the Tennessee game. Kind of a listless Vikings first half. Cordarrelle Patterson begins the second half with a 61-yard kick return, flipped the game. Marcus Sherrills had a 54-yard punt return touchdown last week, kind of flipped the game a little bit. Cordarrelle Patterson's work as a gunner last week was amazing, caused that fumble tonight, the muff by Dwayne Harris. Marcus Sherrills recovers it, and the Vikings go in. With all that said, there are a lot of positives tonight, like the Vikings running for 104 yards, best rushing performance of the season by far. I think the thing outside of the team being 4-0 that makes me happiest is Charles Johnson had 2 catches for 70 yards.
Yes!
I mean, this is a guy who got benched in the second half of the Carolina game. That doesn't feel good. And he had a bad drop in the Charlotte game. So here comes Charles, had a 28-yarder early in the 3rd quarter. It was big. 2 catches, 70 yards, Charles Johnson, my main man.
If you have a big task, a tall task that you need to accomplish, you know who you call?
Carl Anthony Towns or Ghostbusters?
Mike Zimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr.,
yeah, point.
Career low, 23 receiving yards tonight against the Vikings.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he did his thing on Cam Newton, on Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Mike
Kelvin
Zimmer
Benjamin.
Finds a way to shut down what you do best.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin had 0 catches last week, and he's really good. Julio Jones, by the way, who had 300-some-odd receiving yards against Carolina yesterday. Julio Jones has gone against Zimmer 2 times. He has like 138 receiving yards total and 0 touchdowns. That's Julio Jones. Yeah, Mike Zimmer takes away what teams want to do to try to dagger you, and he's really good at it. And the Vikings have improved to 4-0 with a 24-10 victory, undefeated at U.S. Bank Stadium. Looking around the stadium, still can't find the Vikings' first loss. I guess we'll look again next week, right?
Yeah, I ran down from the radio booth to the field with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
One final search on the night, it's not here.
Bobby, at halftime, I drove to Fridley looking for the Vikings' first loss.
No.
I couldn't find it in Fridley. Weird.
Right. Next week is a short week for the Vikings. It's Monday night right now. They play on Sunday, and they play the Houston Texans right here at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's our first noon game in our new home in the regular season.
Texans 3-1.
Yeah, and they're pretty good. They got a good receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. That's up next for Mike Zimmer and the Vikings defense. Fun night here at U.S. Bank Stadium for your Minnesota Vikings. They are 4-0.
Okay, I'm getting my fat fingers ready for like our 15th consecutive high five. It's what we do following Vikings games. Bam! Carl Anthony Towns to Ricky Rubio, slam dunk.
4-0 on behalf of Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. It's Wobby. This Gatorade postgame report between the lines is over.